Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where I am speaking with Charlie and Linda Bloom, and they're helping us understand how to go about the business of experiencing wonderfully fulfilling relationships. And, you know, I know that you were talking about how it can be so challenging for so many couples to get to a place where both partners are really, really working to help make that relationship truly beautiful, truly wonderful. It's interesting, though, you know, there was a time when you had men and women who had these dreams about getting married and living happily ever after. But, of course, in order to do that, we've got to be able to establish the right connection with each other. I'd like to ask how we go, you know, what the connection is really about, and how we go about establishing that connection.
Well, we're all about the personal growth model. Not everybody's interested in that. But if you really want to go for the gold, then you are required to use what the relationship tosses up to you in the form of challenges to take them on as learning experiences. So everybody who's been in relationship for a while knows that it goes through stages, that you have an infatuation in the beginning where your partner looks like they're such an angel and they're sent by the divine, but you have to leave the Garden of Eden after a while. Some people get a year or even more out of that. I think that's great. Enjoy it while you're in infatuation stage. Ride it to the dunes. You know, the visionary is so active, and you just walking on the pink cloud. But everybody has to leave that, and some people lose their relationship and start to resign themselves if they stay to feeling disappointed, and it's not as great as I thought it was going to be, and they can start to look a little demonic to you instead of angelic. But to hang in there and to learn that this is just another stage of the relationship, and that we're challenged to be patient and tolerant and to allow them to be who they are, that we were a little drugged, you know, the endorphins in our bloodstream made us see somewhat unclearly, and we were filling in the holes where we didn't know them with some things we made up in our own mind, and let them be who they really are. And of course, after that stage, we have to work out the differences and the power struggle stage, and then there comes a time when we need to individuate and see how we're different and live a life that's somewhat unconnected to our partner, and then come back as lovers. We call that the dance of love and freedom, where we're individuals and then we're connected. Then we're individuals and we're connected. And if we keep doing our work in each one of these stages, which has a task to accomplish of its own, we get to break through to the magician stage, which is the co-creative stage, which is the highest form that relationship can be. But you don't luck into that. You earn your way in, and there's a significant amount of dues to pay by those tasks that we have to master in each stage. But it is the most blissful, and Carl, I love your word, majestic. Mm. It's delightful. It's majestic. It's where we live with a tremendous amount of aliveness, peace of mind, a sense of security, but it all comes from committing ourselves to doing that work as an individual and to coordinating with our partner, and we work together to attain that exalted state.
That is so powerful. And so one of the things that is becoming more and more clear as you all share the way this works is that you are talking about work, which of course means investing, but as with any good investments, you're talking about getting a significant return on that investment.
Yeah, and that's what's missing, I think, for a lot of people that don't have the motivation to make the commitment to put the time and energy into the process. It's an inability to recognize and trust that the return is going to be exponentially greater than whatever you had to invest in it. Because we can't imagine something that we don't think is possible. And we can't think something is possible if we've never experienced it or seen it. And, you know, the reality is that most of us grow up in families that did not, in which their parents, for many different reasons, were not able to create the kind of relationship that we're talking about. This is a rare thing. Now, it's not rare because it's not possible. It's rare because people don't really understand what is at stake here. They don't understand what the possibilities are. They've never seen it. They don't know that it exists. They've seen movies. They've read books. They've heard fairy tales as kids where, you know, the prince comes to rescue, you know, Cinderella and everybody lives happily ever after. But we all know that those are just fables. Those are just stories. Those are fairy tales. So there's, for many people, there's this kind of underlying mistrust that this is even possible.
Mm.
So that's kind of a part of what we're up against.
Mm-hmm. You know? People not believing that it's possible, that it can happen.
Exactly. Or maybe if it is possible, it's there are some people who are lucky enough to have found somebody with whom they could have that relationship, mm-hmm. or they're lucky enough to have had certain conditions in their life that enable them to experience that, but I don't because of all these other reasons, you know, that I have in my mind.
Mm-hmm. So, well, let me ask you all this. You know, you mentioned that one of the stages of the relationship is the infatuation stage, and there's some good things happening there. There's some bad things happening, too, in the sense that, you know, we're not always in touch with reality with regards to the way we're viewing our partner, et cetera. But the good things that are taking place that are helping us feel euphoric, that are helping us bond with our partner, are there elements of that particular stage that we can be aware of on a conscious level that we can grab hold of and further develop as we move through the various stages of our relationship?
I'm absolutely with you on this one, Carl. It's nature's trick, do you know, to pour all of these chemicals from our brain into our bloodstream to keep a species going. It tricks us into falling in love. And that's the infatuation stage. But the good news in there with all of that dreamy stuff that's going on is that we do get a glimpse of the awesome possibility, because the visionary is so active then. If we can remember some of the things that we were thinking and feeling and dreaming of when we fell in love and not let them go underground, not go into resignation, not go into, oh, that was puppy love, that's unreasonable to expect that we would bring out the best in each other. It's unreasonable to expect that we would live with a lot of joy and happiness and contentment and a sense of adventure and discovery. If people can remember that when they're in the other stages, I think that it's a beacon of light that dark passages of the power struggle stage and individuation stage and the stages that have some real hard work to do in them. And if people can lift up their aspiration, I think it will help take them all the way to co-creative stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, Linda Bloom, Charlie Bloom, really laying it down for us. Not only what it can be, what the relationship can be, but how to get it there. Stay with us. More from our guests in just a few.